When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with my good self, Shane Todd. Before we get into this episode, let me tell you that next week, if you're watching this when it comes out, I'm coming to Australia and New Zealand, Brisbane, Perth, Sydney, Melbourne, Auckland in New Zealand. Tickets to ShaneToddComedy.com. Then in March, I'm all over mainland Europe. I'm everywhere. Paris, Amsterdam, Lisbon, Barcelona, Berlin. I might know all these. Oslo, Copenhagen, and Stockholm. Tickets to ShaneToddComedy.com. It's the show that I was touring with last year, and then I'll have a break for maybe 6 months, and then I'll be back in with a brand new show, which will have been announced. I am playing the SSE Arena. Whoa. On the 9th of November. Saturday the 9th of November. It's a brand new show called Full House, and it's on sale right now, and I'm doing the full arena. This episode of the podcast is sponsored by... Thanks for the hype, boys. This episode of the podcast is sponsored by NordVPN. Kieran, what is a VPN? You're right, brother. It's a virtual private network, a tool that safeguards your internet connection and enhances your online privacy. It hides your IP address. They can't track you. They don't know where you are. For example, I was just in Dubai, and let's just put it this way, hotel room to myself, I was definitely watching Irish League highlights. I was watching the Glens v Lauren back. Fourth time I've watched that match. You can watch everything. I'm going to be in Australia. I'll be watching Bar Best on trains, Bar Best on... What's up?
I didn't know you could access the security cameras on the trains. Were you like to watch Bar?
I'm going to Australia to watch Bar Best on trains. I happen to be doing gigs when I'm there. I get to watch some of my favourite local content, Paul Rankin shows and all. Is he still on? No. I'm watching Paul Rankin on UTV making a quiche from a skyscraper in Sydney. Sippers can get an exclusive NordVPN offer at nordvpn.com/teawithme with no risk. There's a 30-day money back guarantee. You can get an exclusive nordvpn.com deal. It's all in the description there, and every purchase is a 2-year plan receives a 4-month bonus on top. Dan, have we gone long enough? Another 5 seconds, because he told me off. NordVPN. We're also sponsored by those guys over at Manscaped.
Rascals.
Those ball boys over at Manscaped. They love it. When I'm going away, listen, you gotta understand, nowadays there's two queues in the airport. There's, do you have pubes or are you a smooth little guy? And I'm in the latter category, because before I go away, I make sure I used the lawnmower 4.0 with wireless charge. 5.0. There's now a 5.0. With wireless charging technology. It's got fucking everything. There's a fridge in it. It's got everything. It's brilliant. And I use all their products all the time. And actually, before we recorded this episode, we took it in turns, me and my guest, to use the products on each other. So if you don't think these two boys have tone ball bags, the tone bottle of ball bags, you got another thing coming.
What products Hard did you use?
Group. What products did I? Well, thanks for asking, Dan. I used the...
Kieran, help him out.
I use the ball deodorant. I do use it.
Shocker.
I have an odour issue with my balls, but not any... Or rather, I did, and now I don't.
Don't say stinking stuff.
It's not stinking. It would smell like brown sauce, and now it doesn't.
The ball wipes.
Ball wipes are good.
On Kieran, I used the Clear Groin Shaving Gel, and then I actually gave him a wet shave. I used that wee razor. I gave him a wet shave, and then I used the crop soother after. And on Kev, I just used the lip balm on his asshole. And then I
get fuck her up, darling.
So you can get 20% off and free shipping with code TEAWITHME on manscaped.com. The link's in the description, you know by now. Patreon.com. Patreon.com/TMVPodcast. I'm acting like I don't want people. I actively want people to sign up for the Patreon. Patreon.com/TMVPodcast. Michael, what's your favourite thing on the Patreon? Cool. Yeah.
Stars in Your Eyes coming soon.
Stars in Your Eyes is coming soon.
Great show.
Top three.
Now let's get into it.
We don't need to get into it.
My guests are the goddamn Bartlett boys.
There's a lot of meat here.
Yep. And then I'm corn. Kev.
Yes, man.
You were judging Stars in Your Eyes.
I was. I loved it.
Who hired you? Oh, it was Kev. Certainly it wasn't me.
Shane.
Shane and Dan.
Hired me for it.
Dan took care of the organisation. Now, let me say this. Before we get into it, I think your brother is, first of all, before I even talk, I think he's a lovely man.
Oh, why? He has his charms.
Our Declan's all right, isn't he?
He has charms.
Go ahead.
He's a great singer.
Don't even fucking start me, but are you?
Jeremy, turn into Jeremy Kyle. Graham sitting on the edge of the table.
Get a wee line along the bottom saying, I hate my family.
You're not the father.
Don't, Declan will snort it. You know what he's like? I don't know anything about your other brother. I don't even know he exists.
And then he stole everything out of the fridge.
That's why you hate him. Now, Kieran's a great singer.
Yeah.
Kieran's maybe the best singer I know.
Mm. Thank you, Shane.
Fuck, that hurt.
Brilliant.
I know, didn't it?
Christ. What do you do for a living?
Go on. He's a great guitar player too, your brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Great singer, great guitar player, great guy.
Do you know what I would say? I'm okay at both those things. I'm a great arranger of songs, Shane.
That was a highlight for me. The
mashup.
Chord, see the chord changes, the transitions.
See?
No,
I haven't even coached him.
He's played facts. For a long time.
Yeah.
And then he did a speech at the end.
A speech confused
where he thanked
me,
Chloe, you know, the Academy.
I was told to speak. I was told to kill time while they were judging.
You were acting like you were talking like you've just been presented with a mobile for best album. And you had to thank your entire crew.
Is that like music of Black's origin when I do it? Because it's from Black's Road. Scrapper.
Nice.
Scrapper.
That's great.
I was thinking Belfast.
I know.
But hey, he should have finished sixth. Scrapper.
False.
No, listen. I think from the judge's point of view, right?
Oh, this is so official.
Right.
Oh, Kev, you're a politician. He's brainwashed
listen,
you.
Listen, offers were made. That's all I'll say, right? Yeah. Things were put in front of me to say, if you vote for me, you can get on Shane's podcast.
Right? Are you dealing those?
It was you that said that to him.
Coming to creation.
Also finished in the top three. No one's talking about how the darkness made it.
Hey. You know what I mean? But the difference is, I'll hold my hand up. Yeah. I shouldn't have been in the top three.
I think you should have.
No, okay.
Right, well, I should have. Me and see William, your that's bum wiggling in those trousers. Yeah. That sold it for me.
Here's another thing. We know I was wearing very tight spandex.
Yeah.
But I realised, watching a little bit of the footage back, audience never got to see
the noodle.
Well, that's what I got to see behind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was...
Because I made a joke after where I went,
thought you'd swollen your knees.
I said, you should have seen it before.
You were smuggling an aardvark in your mugs. You know what I mean?
Aardvark Funkel? Does that work? I said after when Andrew was interviewed, and I was so nervous with the performance, and it was like my head was spinning. I was like, you should have seen it before I got circumcised. It didn't make sense because you never saw my cock because the guitar was in front of it the whole time. Yeah. It didn't make sense.
You thought you were holding an actual guitar and you weren't.
But this guy.
He played live. He was the only one that played live.
I was hornswoggled into playing live.
My brother.
Yeah. Fuck, here, listen, you know, if you can't sort out your...
He's
your
not problem. Heavy, he's my... He is heavy.
Lean on me, but not too much. All right.
Lean on me, but I'm a vertebrae.
So I'm just saying, was there any... Was he ringing you on the morning of the show or anything? Just remember, I love you.
You know, your breakfast is here whenever you're ready.
Yeah. And I definitely did say on the way down...
Oh, you did a cafe open you know on that morning?
On the way down... I'll admit
you travel down together.
Phrase,
yeah.
I don't need to win this, but if I don't come in the top three, everyone dies. That's what I said.
And what you mean by that is, what you mean by that is, you'll pull back on the cafe your croissant runs.
Yeah. Done.
Just that it's like a black hole in the Belfast economy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other businesses are just getting sucked into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I thought it was a great night. You know what I mean?
Great night.
Hang on, that
part of the injustice.
To be honest, that doesn't do it justice.
Can I say possibly the biggest media broadcast injustice since Major Charles Ingram? That's what people are saying.
Yeah.
That's what people.
Kev's my Tequan Whittock. That's unbelievable knowledge. Unbelievable knowledge. Here's what I was going to say about this, right? Here's what I was going to say about this.
Tequan Whittock. You can't just drop a Tequan Whittock and move on.
Here's what I was going to say about it, though. I was hornswoggled in the playing live, but apart from that, you're saying I played for ages. I was not the longest performance of the night. Not by a fucking damn sight, I wasn't.
Who was?
Dave Elliott. Everyone loved. Here, listen.
Dave went for a dander.
Dave should have had your place in top three.
Dave was false.
not false.
Dave was great. Here's what it said about Dave.
Dave
knows this himself.
Dave was great. Rude box.
Yeah,
but what he was doing is he was doing a novelty song at the start and then went into the main piece.
Nobody knew.
Have you done a public poll on this to see what the public thought?
When it comes out, we'll get people on Patreon, because it'll come out as Patreon exclusive.
Do you know what though? I fear the public vote.
The backlash.
People will be nasty to me.
But whenever Lisa announced who was going through,
everyone loved it.
There was no.
Do you know why there was no controversy? Because the energy in the room was right.
Yeah,
people could feel what
that's,
I was giving
right,
them.
Yeah.
People were happy to be getting back into the event after your lecture. he goes. Well, Andrew wanted me to talk after. It was like about your performance.
That's what you should have if you're doing it again. Do you know, like sign off music? Do you know what I can't do in the Oscars?
Yeah. Do you know what I can't even remember?
I
swear to God, my memory genuinely goes from being about halfway through the song to being backstage. I don't really remember much of that bit because it was very like, and I was absolutely knackered. That was a very difficult week for me. The week before Christmas was horrendous. It was tough.
Yeah,
a tough week of shows and podcasts.
People probably thought there was a horrific thing happened.
I had
to be paid to have a laugh.
I had to go to two places on Monday there, and when I got home, I was literally nearly crying. I was
what
broken
places?
On Monday.
Graves?
Where did I have to go?
The morgue. Yeah.
No, you love that. You've been. We talk about the grave robbing, by the way.
Man, I know. No grave has ever upset me. Like I.
No
would,
grave unrobbed. That's what the bonnet said.
I need to get the story.
You did love that though.
He
knows the difference between grass and docking leaves. brings it out better.
You can get. There's a lot of. Funerary monuments, you get a lot of information. There's a great one. Do you want to know about this one from first century Rome?
No.
Okay.
What about a
shoemaker?
Is it Friar's Bush? You call it up in Kennedy Way that has the plague graves?
Oh, yeah. It's like,
apparently it's sealed and you know.
Stockman's Lane.
Right?
Yeah, just before you get to the.
They open it now and again. They open the cemetery now and again and you can go.
There's
on
also
a wee tour.
There's plague graves in that one up at Queens. Is it Friar's Bush?
Yeah, it is. I filmed something.
What do you call that one on Stockman's Lane?
I don't know.
I filmed something in that one.
The one I'm on about.
We got granted access to the film in it and I didn't look at anything.
Stramillis, that's where it was.
I didn't look at anything.
Scurry being in it or?
No, I didn't look around at anything. Everyone's like, walking around in between takes, walking around the graves and all.
You didn't care?
No.
There's a great funerary monument. It's kind of famous of this guy. And his whole fucking head's on it. It's one of the only sort of like sculptures of like a, like not somebody like in the imperial family or somebody wealthy. Like he probably had money, but it was like, you know, somebody.
He was the original Joe Bloggs.
Yeah, like a member of the public, basically.
He was
a shoemaker, right in the center room, and on his grave there's two lasts. You know, like a shoemaker's last, like two like fake feet that he would have used. Like, and one of them has a like a soldier's sandal sort of thing on it. Caligula means like a little boot, but like it's like a I can't remember the Latin for, but like a fucking Roman soldier shoe. And then the other one's like a naked foot, and then it's like his life and all. But yeah, Roman funerary monuments are unreal because they give you like full stories about like.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah. Who cares?
No. See all the old statues and all like that from Roman times and all that. And maybe like as a, because your family love history and you just travel around looking at statues and all. Why you never see a big old piece in any of these boys?
Sometimes, some.
Why do they all have wee pinners?
Because it comes from a Greek style of sculpture, which is like heroic nudity doesn't need to be matched with.
But it would help the legend of someone.
But sure, I think it's also for,
Also for taste and all as well. And I don't mean like, you know,
I think it's bad taste.
You prefer the concentrated taste of a wee one. I don't mean that.
I'd be raging if I was the guy. If I was the guy.
In the Colosseum, though, was there not big phallic?
Oh, they would have waltz hanging off stuff like, but not usually off.
Don't worry, here, you're coming on this tour. You're getting waltz hanging off stuff. Don't you worry about that. Don't think we're not the waltz hanging off.
Why do you think my tour's called Gentian?
But I'm saying, if you're one of these ancient guys, you'd be fuming if you come.
Do you know what I'd be fuming about? If I was David, you know David.
Oh yeah.
Michelangelo's David. Yeah, David. So on Michelangelo's David, there's a sculpted bit on the arm that is a tendon that is only visible when your hand's in a certain position, and David's hand is in that position. So it's like unbelievable sculpture, and I'm like, that is incredible. Why has he got this wee maggot dick?
Show me
a king's cock, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he has that fancy hat on too, doesn't he?
Yeah. See the way his hanging hand.
Oh, I wasn't thinking of that, David. I was thinking of the other one.
What were you thinking of?
Da Vinci, was it? The Da Vinci double?
No, I'm talking about Michelangelo's one. See the way his hand's sitting also, out like that?
That reminds me, manscaped.com, deal with me for 20% off, free shipping.
I'll say something, though.
Shave your wee
with
pits.
That, that's a massive statue, surely.
That's what I'm saying.
Proportionately, that's probably a 3-foot dick.
Life. It's a long piece, but like the rest of them's big as well.
No, I mean, but in, you know, because it's a big statue.
Oh, you mean if you're there, that's probably a 3-foot
dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's one of them. Do you know, like in the columns in the Colosseum and stuff, the Pantheon in Greece, they actually bow out, but because of the way you look at it, it's an optical illusion.
Parthenon. Pantheon's in Rome.
Right.
Do you know what? Road trips with the Bartlett family must have been some crack.
I know. Just sitting over. Parthenon!
I spy with my little eye, Parthenon!
Oh, Kevin. Could you tell me who designed the Pantheon in Greece? I don't think I've ever seen that. You know the Pantheon? No, I don't think I've. I don't think I've ever seen the Pantheon of Greece, Kevin.
Do you know what I would have
pushed
hated?
Out the door of the car.
Being on a Bartlett family trip back in the day, do you know what I would have hated if I came along one as a kid? I go, hey, I've made all these mix CDs, and I guarantee your mum and dad would have turned around and went, oh, we don't do music in the car.
You did forget about the mix of us also being fans of the golden era of MGM musical, Shane. So,
well, here, I'm taking my fucking name out of that list.
What we would have done, Shane, was change the lyrics of The Sound of Music to The Sound of History. Do you know what I mean?
Sound of Family.
I'm joking, we didn't do any of that. Listen,
we're just Rob Graves.
We did have a set of cousins that were like that, though, and their man and dad would have asked them maths questions over the summer and all. Scundered, right? And we used to slag them apart.
Mum and dad had decency not to ask me maths questions.
Say if they were ever slammering at me, I'd just go, what's 6 times 5? Are you mad, right? Do you know what was a big hit in our cars on holiday? Christy Moore live at the Point.
Oh yeah.
That's speaking of which,
the thing as well.
That's why it was a different version of Fairy Tale New York. Yeah. That's the only one I really.
We're not even getting into that, but I want to give Kev a proper intro.
Yes.
Sorry, give him an intro
because first time on TV's new podcast. Kev is like Kieran, a lovely man.
Yes,
you're a lovely man.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
And. But. I want to talk about no, but corrupt, but can be bought
with less than you would think.
He's no integrity, but I want to say this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I want to say this. When I was arranging that, I said, Kieran, let's do a podcast. Say to Kev, let's get the Bartlett boys on the pod. You said, no problem. We're arranging a time. And you said the most you sentence ever. You said, there's so many elements to it. You went, yeah, mate, it'll have to be that time because I've got to meet an accountant at the docks. Now,
that's for his offices.
Yeah.
But I ended up taking the call on a
yeah,
on
but Zoom. Yeah, please don't spoil it because it gets better. Teams. Now, first of all, what most people would say, I'm meeting an accountant. Or most people say,
did
I can't
you think
make
I was just
time.
On the phone?
Aye.
No, I had my headset on and he was in front of me on the screen. Right.
Yeah, the reason it gets better is Kieran, obviously, your brother's obviously bought a pickup truck because he's a farmer, right?
Yeah. He's frivolous.
He's farming banter, right? So Kieran
organic,
goes
organic, sustainable.
Kieran goes
up the tail.
I was on a call. I took the call with the accountant from the back of the car. So I just want to paint the picture. You're driving the truck or Chloe's driving?
Chloe's
the
driving.
Chloe's driving.
Kev is also insured.
Is yes. Kev sit in the front?
Yes.
Too? So Kev and so two people are driving you.
No. Right?
Kev and Chloe are driving you.
Chloe's driving, Kev's my doorman.
Mm-hmm. You sit. Oh, the way you say doorman
I know.
Really annoys me.
My footman, you know what I mean? Helps me up in and out of the carriage.
Yeah, because also your car's too high.
Yeah, you Kev, can't reach. Kev just stands on the back step and holds on.
He stood out of it today and it looked like he was that tall.
Yeah,
I know for a fact in the back of that pickup truck he has a secret trampoline that they get you to bring out and he runs and jumps into the car, right? Now, let me say this.
It's just a tramp.
One of them. Go.
Now, let me say this. So your brother and your wife are in the front of your pickup truck.
Yeah.
And you didn't meet the accountant. You had a call with him.
Conference call, a video conference.
A conference call that you... a lot of people might have seen the Lincoln Lawyer, right? Matthew McConaughey plays him in the movie. Really cool. Has a driver.
If you can tell me who wrote the Lincoln Lawyer, I will take this shit off you.
I have the book, but I've never read it. Dan, go ahead.
Is it someone Connolly?
Yeah, Michael Connolly.
Michael Connolly. I have the book, but I haven't read it.
Not to be confused with Michael Connolly, the Irish writer. Go ahead. Spelt with an O.
You get worse. You get worse. You're getting worse, right?
I highly recommend his book of lost things.
He sees patterns and things.
It's wonderful.
He?
Right, so...
He's going to write his next book on the window in the kitchen.
I devoured that book.
So, you...
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Your wife and your brother are sitting in the front of your pickup truck that you have for some reason. You're on the back on a call to an accountant, and like the Lincoln Lawyer, who he works out of the back of his car, he's doing all these high-profile cases and all. Kieran is on an Xbox headset.
Correct.
Yeah.
In the back of his car, being chauffeured by his wife and his brother on a call to an accountant. Is it a video call?
Yep.
Oh, it's a video call.
He knew this
on
was going to happen.
On an Xbox.
The headphones are quite
did you want me to be
well.
On time? And then they bring coffee for everybody? You wanted me to be on time. I got here on time.
But what world are you living in? Well, you're being chauffeured in a pickup truck by a lot of your family.
And I do nice things for them.
It's the world he has created around himself.
But he is getting worse.
Our own little Caligula. Can't remember the name of my shoes, but I know what I'm about.
Yeah. Like I think all your indulgences are being fed. I think that's what's happening.
Is it an indulgence to take a call on the hoof when you need to do it? I don't think it is.
It's the Xbox headset and the blacked out window. Are the windows blacked out? Yes,
I think. Yes. Yeah.
It would have been ignorant for me to just go to that, say to that guy, I can't take this meeting. You know it's tax time. You have to pay tax next week. You know that. If I had just gone, I'll put that off to next week because I'm doing a podcast, that's pointless. Whereas if I can take a call in the back of the car on my way here and be here on time.
Okay, answer this.
It's practical.
Do you have to turn around to him before you set off on the journey and say, screen up or down, Mr. Bartlett?
Oh, no.
Do you know what did happen?
I don't know how much he wants in a champagne flute.
Do you know what did happen that was ignorant of me? I was on the call when Kev got into the car and I didn't even look up. Because the guy was talking to me about what I owe HMRC.
The car's not that long. It was a long car, but you could have just done.
I could have gone like that and touched Kev's shoulder.
But he didn't. But he ignored me.
Oh, that's all people want, isn't it? The touch of validation from Mr. Bartlett.
I leaned in and let him touch the Imperial ring.
That's what he calls his ass.
That's not shiny gold,
is it? Here, is it really, genuine question? like, you two obviously are brothers that are very close. You're like best mates.
Just the sofa's very small.
But it must be really cool to, like, kind of work together. Kind of like, because you do his pod quite a bit and, you know, you travel the shows together.
That's us just having a crack.
Yeah, but it is good. Like, we're, I like to think of it as work.
It is great having that. What's that?
I said I like to think of it as work.
Right,
well. It gives me a basis to create drama in my life. You know? I was working all day. You were talking to Kev.
Yeah.
I would love to do more music stuff with you. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't play music really anymore.
No, but I mean, you could help me to write the next album.
Could I?
Just putting you on the spot, I.
I can help too.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the first song I ever wrote?
You have some voice on you.
Thank you. Can I tell you the first song I ever wrote? It's a UK garage song.
Pardon? Was it?
I said that's why you finished in the top three.
Yeah.
I wrote a UK, just a couple of words.
Got him in the top three. Go ahead, sorry, man.
This is when I was probably 30. This is when So Solid Crew were peak, right?
Yeah.
And I wrote these lyrics, and I'll never forget it. Now, none of this
is public knowledge, or?
None of this public knowledge. I'm throwing it out there.
Right, okay.
And if you want to use it, you can. And if you don't, just be respectful.
Right.
So I wrote this. They call me Mr. Aviator. I'm a lyrical MC stroke operator. Now, let's unpack that. They call me Mr. Aviator.
Mm-hmm.
No one does.
Never been on a plane in your life.
I'm a lyrical... You were wearing aviators when you...
That could have been my hook. Yep. I'm a lyrical MC stroke operator.
Yeah.
And that's as far as I got, but I thought that was
It's a great start.
It is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And then I had
I'm taking that off. I'm going to remix it for you.
I had another song called Rap and Roll, where before Linkin Park were doing it, I was fusing two genres. And
rap metal.
The chorus would go rap and roll, rap and roll. Got all my soldiers on foot patrol. Do what I say, nod your head all night and then through the day.
I like the
But then Linkin Park came out and was sort of like let them have it.
Yeah.
Let them have it, them and Jay-Z. Because I thought culturally that was important.
Yeah.
So I'm glad
comedy came up for you. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's really
take the piss out of my comedy all you want. Not my music.
Don't hurt my lyrics.
Mr. Aviator?
Yeah.
You're throwing down a beef with Mr. Aviator.
If your actual name was just Aviator.
Aviator's great.
That's fucking great.
It is.
Aviator.
And you wear the glasses, and then your second album can be you setting the aviators down and doing
Suit and what was it? Suit and what was his two albums called? One he's wearing the suit and the other one.
Country Grammar.
No, that's not the album. That was the first album,
right?
Single.
No, that was his first album.
That was the album.
Well. Yeah, I think it was a song called it too.
Have you a blues name? Did you ever come up with a blues name like Muddy Waters or?
No, I only did. You know me. I'm only rap.
Yeah.
I wrote some pop music too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the main themes in your pop music?
I'm not really ready to share it.
All right.
I
still tender.
I don't.
I'm ready. Hold on. I'm ready to share it.
Yeah, go on.
But the word listen.
Oh, do you know? I don't miss writing songs. It used to exhaust me.
It is. It's a tiring process, isn't it?
You can only swim for so long in the depths of your mind, Shane. You know.
And you can't swim. Terrified of water.
I spent at least 15 minutes on Tuesday trying to come up. Trying to figure out what A minor would be if I played it on the fourth fret,
C sharp minor.
Nearly give me an aneurysm.
Yeah,
but I just got it. Well, I did it on ChatGPT.
Just know it.
And then, but then I was trying to go back
C sharp minor.
But I was trying to then go back so as I could put it into the computer and play it that way.
Now
something happened. AI got in the way.
What was the first music you both wrote like separately?
Ooh.
I wrote think I've talked about the Scundern song that I wrote.
Yeah. Well, you talked about it whenever I had a wee podcast call.
Is that when I talked about
it? Yeah. So no.
I don't know if I'm ready to reshare this.
Come on, man. Just.
It's so good though. There was a song. Meaningful.
There was a song that I wrote that was early. People in my class at school will remember this. Silence. Why? Silence. Never sing it. It was called.
Oh, you're singing it?
I'm not singing it. It was called.
Yeah, Mr. Aviator's already spat.
You're going to die when I tell you what this was called, and that I wrote this and performed it multiple times with complete sincerity.
What age did you be?
14.
Right.
Chocolates and Flowers.
Come on, sing it. I'll do the harmony
Kieran,
for you.
Kieran. Give us a bit of it,
right?
Please,
I'll give you the.
Where were you performing when you wrote it? Where did you show it?
Played it in the house,
right?
Played it in the house.
So you say to the Bartlett clan, guys, I have something I want to share with you.
Very right. Simple chords. We're talking a standard G.
Mm.
You know, and we're up in a C add 9 chain, right?
Sure.
Now, I'm going to give you the first line of this, and then we're out, right? Because it's scundern. It's absolutely.
Can you sing it? Because look, when we're 14, I was going through my aviator phase.
I know, but yeah. But people I know when they were 14 were already running businesses selling cars. So, let me see. Right, I know it went like this. This is absolutely scummer for me,
man. It's all good.
Oh, I know it. Oh, don't I don't need it.
Tell you what, though, it's catchy because it's still in my head.
There right. You go.
You know what I mean.
I mean, so certain things are catchy that aren't good, though. Do you know what I mean?
Could I introduce it like I'm Jules Holland?
Yeah.
Oh,
can you walk back? Walk backwards? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, with a single, Chocolates and Flowers, Kieran Bartlett.
Chocolates and flowers for my Valentine. Done. I'm out.
No, give us more. Give us more.
I'm trying to remember. I know it went. And then I know it went into the pre-chorusy bit there. Went like, I'm yours anyway. And then back into the first bit again. I can't.
It sounds like it could have been a Frankie Valli song. I think it's a hit.
It was. Do you know what?
It's a lot of. Fucking burnt to the ground, mate.
Oh, there's gonna be a fucking riot in our house tonight.
Chloe is fuming that you didn't have the decency to write that about her 15 years before you met her.
It was actually for my mum, wasn't it?
You wrote it for your mum?
I give my mum a Valentine card.
Did you write it for your mum?
No, it wasn't for my
chocolates.
Mum.
Were you giving your mum chocolates?
No,
and
do you know what it was? I was doing a Shawn Mendes, which is like,
why do you fancy his mum?
You haven't been in. Yeah, you're such a conversation. You haven't been in any relationship whatsoever.
Until you've been home with your mum.
But you're like,
you look at your dad like, your time's coming, playboy. I'm muscling in. You're sitting here going, fuck this dude.
Just sitting there. My first album was called Oedipus Complex. Like, you know what I mean? Oedipus Complex. It was so scandalous. I remember. So I've been doing guitar lessons for about maybe 2 months, and I knew some chords and a couple of tunes, right? And I started writing a song, right? And my guitar teacher was brilliant, Bernard Lord, right? He was brilliant, but he was always saying to me, listen, like, it'll take you a while before your guitar playing can match your singing.
And you, I guarantee you did this when he said that.
And he was like,
oh, Bernard.
Bernard.
And he was like, so always try and write stuff that shows off your singing, right? So I was sort of writing that a bit. And when I showed him it, he was like, right, great. And he fucking helped me sort of finish writing it or whatever. And was
you let him hear the song too?
What?
You let him hear the song too?
Right. And he was always like giving me like ideas to sort of make the singing parts better and all, right? And then I sort of went into class after it. Somebody, like in a wee lull, somebody said to me, like somebody else in the class was like, what were you doing in guitar today? What were you learning? And I was like, oh, well, I was working on a song that I'm writing. He was like, oh my God, you've written a song. And I think I showed him that at like lunchtime. And then like the next day, the next day I had my guitar and he was like, play a fucking song for people. And I was like, no, I'm not prepared, guys. Guitar comes off the back. Yeah. Right. Oh, I don't know if I have a capo.
Yeah. Has the lyrics tattooed on his wrist.
and I did it.
You're like,
and
Kieran, you've got a black.
And weirdly, nobody gave me shit or took the piss. People were quite responsive and nice to it, and nice to me about it. And this was at a time though when like it was like the smickiest fella in your class on like you know on those weird half days at the end of like a term. Could randomly get up and bust out a Backstreet Boys song and everybody would have gone.
Yes, yes, yes.
It was supportive.
Yes. Like people were, you know, there was a lot of aspiring breakdancers then.
Yeah. That type of thing. People are going to do a dance battle and put on Jason Nevins versus Run DMC, right?
Do dance battles in school?
people would have danced to that song really? Specifically a wee bit, yeah.
Dave Elliott used to
more think, more you know, in that was more that was more of a P that was more of a P7 thing.
You know the way that says Run DMC and Jam Master Jay? Dave Elliott used to think that said Run DMC and that bastard Jay for a long time.
But yeah, so that was that
I think
song.
My first song was Ladies Blue Veil.
Ladies Blue Veil?
Yeah, also yeah. About my mum.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm joking, I'm fully joking. It was about Saint Mary,
and then you wrote one together called Bitch Looking
yeah,
Fine.
Yeah. What?
You wrote one together called Bitch Looking Fine. My mom got that ass though.
Mama's ditties. Oh, mama.
Your mom ground me.
Sweet teat.
Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable. So Kev, talk me through your first song.
First song, wrote it at uni. We would have played different gigs over across the water.
And, where did you go to uni?
Huddersfield, the metropolis.
Yeah. Great face, by the way. Yeah, Huddersfield, yeah. She went,
Why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah.
So
I don't know anything about it.
I was there for 6 years and I couldn't tell you anything about it. It was about a girl who...
You're getting PTSD.
What's that? I know, fuck it. It feels like it.
Where'd you go to uni?
Your eyes just glazed.
Flashbacks.
In the back room of my soul, that's where I went.
It was about her. She had like a wee top, like a chiffon top or something on, right?
What?
I know.
It's all getting a bit weird now.
I know.
And I'm like Prince Charles here, moving away from Andrew.
The girl had stood up that. Wanker.
You definitely have the fingers to be Prince Charles.
Swole hands. And the girl anyway, she'd reached over me to get something. The sleeve of her top sort of brushed over my face. And that's where the idea came from. My Lady's Blue Veil.
That's intense.
Isn't it?
I know. It was quite an intense song.
He's sitting here giving me shit about chocolates and flowers a minute ago. And then he's like, some wiggle.
Ship on top. Yeah. You guys like chick. I couldn't stop writing.
Fucking unbelievable.
I wrote it mainly for the pink oboe.
Yeah, and then he wrote a follow up single that was called A Dirty Bitch's Sandal.
You look fine Slimy. Through your window when you're sleeping.
Swimming pool plaster.
What were some of the lyrics that gave? Do you remember?
No. Yeah, just remember
my lady's blue veil.
Just remember her dress.
Something my eyes. I can't remember.
My lady's blue veil.
She's pepper sprayed my eyes.
Washes my eyes.
What did he say?
She's pepper sprayed my eyes.
So that was it. But then that's sort of where it's got to instead. Was never a big hit, we'll say. But
did you ever think of forming like a boy band, like a Bartlett boy band or anything?
No, I think we did our, so Kev did Irish music with our other brother Declan and their mate Mickey for a while over in England, and then when Kev came back here, I was in a band, then I was leaving that band, and
Steer
then
Clear.
I was in Steer Clear, and then I left, and then we did Irish music for maybe about 6 months hours. And it was about 6 months, and then I joined
another
band. We're too
summer, I think, isn't it?
There's
too much ego in the room.
I can't be
Kieran,
in a band with Kev.
We've said this on Mysteries before. You can only have one sun in the sky.
That's it.
Not room for two suns in the sky, boys.
Yep.
It's true.
Too many hens in the... Or too many cocks in the hen house.
Well, you're certainly a cock.
You know what I mean? Well, you know what I mean? Back.
Speaking of suns in the sky, I went to see Brian Cox last night.
So talk me through this. He's an astronomer. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, it wasn't Brian Cox, the actor.
Fuck off!
And it wasn't him.
He put on a... He does live shows.
I do that every time I mention him, by the way.
So it's all about the planets and all, isn't it?
Yeah, mate, it was unbelievable. So
that's all mad, isn't it, all that stuff?
It's mental.
Like, see, if you think about it...
That's exactly... Mental. You just sit there and go... And he just... So,
and I don't know anything about it, and I'm going...
This is what he said, right? He said, So the first part of the show...
Are we infinitesimal?
Look at this guy. I don't even know what that means. But he said that we're... So Earth is obviously part of our solar system.
Correct.
So the sun is a star.
Yes.
It is one of 400 billion stars in our galaxy, the Milky Way. Mm. That galaxy is one of 2 trillion galaxies. the two trillion galaxies, I can't even speak, that makes up one universe, which they think is in a bubble of other universes, and that that bubble is part of a network of bubbles. And I was just sitting there going...
So you believe there's a multiverse now?
Yeah.
It's like your first show. It's multiverses.
And do you think there's like there's other Scrapper, people? Do you think there's other... Does Brian Cox think there's other people running about?
So he talked
But maybe
about
they
that,
have like back to front heads.
This was in the second...
Imagine
in,
that.
Genitals.
Imagine
second,
they're just like cheeks. Us, but they're just... Their heads face the other way.
Where would their genitals be?
Forehead. On the back of their head.
Yeah. You'd have to like... Anything.
Dick coming
with.
Out of your ear or something, you know.
Yeah.
Would it be handy to have a dick on the back of your head?
Not at all.
If you could flop it forward.
You could headbang.
Not at all.
You know what I mean?
It'd be like a ponytail.
The groove.
Does he think there's other like?
Well, so he talked in the second half about this, right? About like possibility of life on other planets.
By the way, what's the audience? What's the demographic?
Ranged from like people probably doing like triple award science to old people. Like it was a real mix of people, the intelligentsia, Shane. It was there was a lot of different types there. Like and he's talking about the possibility of life on other planets, and he was sort of saying like,
it's so annoying. Sorry, when they're like, oh, they found us on Mars, and you're like, where are these wee guys running about? And they go, oh, it's like a particle of like similar to grass. I'm like, I want the wee green guys.
Yeah. You want like some, yeah, he basically said that like they are projecting things out into space, like signals to try to like listen and receive signals as well.
It did receive one signal.
He said they haven't received
as, it's known as the WOW signal.
Right.
That it was picked up, and the guy who caught it on his the wee paper listener that does that, and he wrote on it, WOW. In like 1975.
All right. Well,
someone went, "Whoa!"
That's what he wrote on it, and that's what it became known as the WOW signal.
He said that they haven't.
They said it couldn't be anything other than
could be a guy parasailing.
Yeah, could be.
Oh, because it was like a rhythmic thing, wasn't it?
It was at a certain frequency that's not found in nature,
right?
So it would have had to be made.
Well,
but
he said anyway that like the current thinking on it is that. Obviously, there's a lot of possibilities, but
definitely.
Like stuff that they think is out there will be like at a stage of like single cell life forms. Because he said,
so
that,
just leave them until.
Well, he said that the Earth. Tune out if you're a DUP supporter here, because I'm about to fuck you up.
Well, let's leave it there then, because I can't hear anymore.
He said that on Earth there is no border in the Irish Sea. No, he said that the Earth is 13.8 billion years old.
False.
That life, complex life, as in beyond single cell organisms and becoming animals and then people, started about 4 billion years ago. So he's saying like, you know,
it took a lot of work and
that
progress.
Basically there could be a lot of other planets where life is possible, but it maybe isn't that the complex stage that we're
beyond.
At.
Beyond.
Or right, so
maybe it's people with like, you know, USB ports in their arms.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Mate, it was brilliant. Like, I mean, because you don't feel like he's dumbing it down because you're still sitting there and it feels like somebody's going like that on your fucking brain. But it was accessible enough that you could understand because he talked about relativity. He talked about quantum theory and explained sort of like what a black hole is and how black holes work and all that, or how they think it works. And it was fucking fascinating, to be fair. But so a lot of it makes you feel like physically irrelevant. But then he talked about this thing called a world line, which is basically like where you can plot your, on this sort of visualization they have of space-time, you can plot your life's journey on that according to the time you're alive for. You know, time spent moving through space, essentially.
Most of the Twankies, he worked it out, and most of his time spent in the West Link.
Yep. Mine gets the West Link and then just sits there, goes like that.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Why are so many of these planets named after chocolate bars?
Good.
Mars.
What came first?
Galaxy. Milky Way.
Mars. Maltesers.
Well, I don't know, but he didn't talk. He didn't. He didn't get into that. He did talk though about
Tony's chocolate only.
Do you know what he did? He showed pictures that they have from like the Hubble and the James Webb telescope and stuff like that.
Who invented it?
And
do you know who he was?
Neil Webb, the former Man United footballer. What?
Do you know who James Webb was?
I think he was an astronomer.
He wasn't. He was the guy who was in charge of the Apollo missions.
Right, okay. There interesting. So he's probably an astronomer. Anyway, so...
No.
You can't let someone have it.
You know what I mean?
He was the astronomer who invented C-sharp minor. So anyway, he said that...
He's from Pamplona,
is that Latin for shoes?
He said...
Kerberos, Latin for dog.
He said...
Kerberos?
Not for... It's a name of a dog. Can-Am, as in Cave Can-Am. Beware of the dog. Up your fucking... Anyway, right, so he showed you pictures of one of the moons of Jupiter, and he showed you pictures of one of the moons of Saturn and, like, different things. So on this moon of Saturn, there's saltwater lakes that shoot ice out, and it's actually that ice leaving the atmosphere of this moon that creates one of the rings around Saturn and all. I was just sitting there stroking out, right? And he said he was
talking. When he says something mad, are people like, fucking yes, Brian? No.
I think people.
Is there any interaction?
No, I think you have an interaction in your head because.
They just do this?
Your ability to speak. Oh. I think more people are sitting like this.
Yeah.
Did he talk about the cosmic radiation background?
He did talk about that.
That's one thing that gets me, is where are we in that and where are we going to? You know, the universe is expanding.
Yep.
And we can see back in time.
He talked loads about the expansion.
But do you know where they say we can see back to, say, nearly the start of the Big Bang,
like 380,000 years.
Probably on YouTube.
Right. And then...
380,000 years
Are we at the cutting edge? Are we at the cutting edge or are we in here and there's something there? You know what I mean?
But Shane hates it. What I was going to say is... When he was talking about the moons. Well, this
What's
is the thing.
Point?
This is the way it starts. That's the way it makes you feel at the start.
Why am I trying to do all these shows?
Because you're worldline.
What's the point?
This is definitely. Do you know what? This
what
is the way.
What do we do? What's this? Product placement. Fucking bullshit. Trying to sell people fucking pubic accessories.
Do you know what? It all matters. Do you know why?
No, none of
you're making course. People's word line better, and word lines add up to stuff as a collective. Also, because right, I'll tell you what he said. Here's two things. Right, let me say this about the moons. He said he's talking about these different moons, and he goes, "Now we've got a thing that's very nearly there, like a ship that's fucking going there to do experiments on one of these things in Jupiter."
He didn't say we've got a fucking ship going over.
He didn't go, we've got a fucking ship. But he goes, we've sent a ship.
We've got a beautiful, glorious
ship. Fuck up, you weren't even there, right? Anyway, so get your tongue out of his black hole, right? Now, anyway, so.
Ryan Cox is more like that.
So we got.
Exactly.
So that was good. Great. That was good. So he
the
says about these.
This is beautiful.
See if I can get this moon story out, right?
Do you want me to sign your telescope, Kieran?
That's unbelievable, dude. He said.
Why are you pushing me into your back of your pickup?
He said.
I just want to sleep in my hotel room. Why are you and your wife here?
Willie's already in the hotel. He's got the room.
Well, he's dressed up as a quilt and a pillow.
So he said about
you're
these
doing
moons.
Misery with Brian Cox.
He said that they've already sent stuff. He says they've already sent stuff, and he said, "Do you know what he said? They're trying to design a submarine that they can send through space
can
to
hear
land
more,
on this
Kieran,
moon of Saturn."
Can I hear more of your airsoft story?
Did dig in.
Were you really the Andy Town assassin?
To dig in to the ice on this moon, get under the ice and
tell
go through
me
the lakes
more about
to see what the life
can't be knocked off course, can I? Like,
no,
can
I
hear more
stay
clear?
And I was saying, you can't even get fucking Just Eat to come to certain parts of Lisburn, like, and they're sending submarines to a moon of Saturn.
Cassini.
And then the.
Don't have the people build it, did that one fucking last year?
See the thing that you were saying there about everything being pointless? You're sort of sitting there going. I worry about stupid
what's
shit,
that
but
called?
That's all about reality then. And like, he was talking about how like that we could be, we are very potentially the most, if not one of the most developed or like develop planets in whatever this fucking thing is in space.
Yes.
And saying, therefore, we must value the life and value what we do on this planet.
Okay, because, I'm back in.
You know what I mean? Because he was basically saying, like, that's why you should care about global warming, greenhouse gases.
Oh, no, don't
why you should care about, like, your product placement and all that.
Yep.
So I just realized I do care about it a lot.
I care about it as well.
Yeah.
Just when he was disparaging that Manscaped stuff, no Blaster 20. I love it. It matters to me.
It's very interesting, though.
Yeah, all that stuff's mad, isn't it?
Got anything coming up comedy wise?
Yeah. Worst gig ever. Go.
Oh, no.
How long does Brian Cox do? He enchanted you the way he
It was very engaging. He came out and did an hour. And a bit, maybe an hour.
They talk about global warming?
A wee bit.
Imagine Brian.
Things only getting wetter. Things will only get wetter.
No, because I think what he was trying to communicate was more that things would get hotter and turn into a fiery hellball of death for everybody if we
imagine
were in the atmosphere.
But if it gets hotter, the water melts, the ice melts.
Yeah, but then after that, the water boils and we all turn
into. World and you'll have wee gills in behind your ears.
I hate him. Anyway.
Imagine Brian Cox interviewing Louis Theroux. Imagine
oh,
that.
What a fucking tedious energies. Cunt he is.
Wow.
What?
A tedious cunt.
Look.
Oh, there's him and there's a guy
wow,
on YouTube
why are you saying
that does,
that, Kev?
There's a guy
everything
that does
okay?
coffee talk
I'm
on
I'm beginning
YouTube.
To think things aren't good with Kev.
That was very
oh,
through.
It's his awkward silence.
I'm beginning to think.
Wow.
Do you just
when he
just
look, when he looks at the camera, do you know what he's like? Do you remember the wee boy Norman that was in Fireman Sam?
Yeah,
he's like him.
Yeah.
Norman, don't start Norman. Me on Norman yeah. Price. 9 out of 10 things that happen
not
are Norman
fault.
Price's fault. All right, Sam.
You know
I'm
why?
Sorry, Sam.
Sorry, Sam. I'm going to set fire to everyone in Pontypridd
today.
Genuinely,
Norman Price should have an ASBO.
Yeah.
He's literally like
he's an arsonist.
He's an arsonist.
Yeah. He's an
arsonist.
Actual arsonist.
And Sam's always like, "All right, Norman. Thanks, yeah. Sam. I won't do it next time.
Yeah.
I've seen the next 5 episodes.
Yeah.
You do,
yeah,
yeah.
Dick
out with his microphone glass, fucking burning apps. And
yeah,
shit, you know
he's,
what I mean.
He's burning stuff water. He fucking leaves stuff fucking
cause of
all
color.
Plugged in. Eight fucking plugs going into the same socket.
I've got a great
stupid
idea.
Plug.
Stop you there, Norman. Does something go on fire?
Yeah,
yeah.
Are you got what? Oh, brilliant one, Norman. Because while this is all cracking, Sam saved your house. The two old people next door have died because the carbon monoxide alarm wasn't working.
Nice one, Norman.
Cheers, Norman.
Yep. You burnt down their dog kennel.
You've killed Norman. 3 old people today.
And have you ever met Elvis in that?
Elvis and Fireman Sam.
Yeah.
No,
he's one of the other firemen.
No, this must have been before my day.
Sam's a one man band, really.
He is.
It's
the rest of the rest, of the rest of
oh yeah.
No,
oh,
it's
not.
It's
not
stop
motion.
No, it's like
animated.
That.
You know.
Like the computer animation?
Shite.
I don't know. Think so.
The
think
old
so.
Ones were class.
Oh, yeah.
Tell
still,
you what,
they still show those old ones.
Do they still do the song? Is it the song the same?
How's it go?
He's always on the scene. Fireman Sam and his engines bright and clean. Fireman Sam you cannot ignore. Sam is the hero next door.
Swoosh. So I don't even think they do that, because see nowadays they're all like
yeah, it's all fucking
they're
Paw
all
Patrol
like,
shit
yeah.
on it.
Paw Patrol
we'll
Paw Patrol
be
there on the double. Blink 182 do it.
You know, it's too much.
It's all changed.
What did Colm used to do? One didn't they? Bowling for Sheep used to do Phineas and Ferb.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember that.
Yeah.
What about
Roland used to watch that?
Trumpton. You remember that far back? No.
Nah.
What
it was
it?
Like the original Fireman Sam, Trumpton. Hugh, Pugh, Barney McGrew, Cuthbert
Double
and
Grub. Yeah, I was.
No, you're way older
before my time.
Yeah, yeah, well, fucking, you know.
Kev sitting there going, I remember rationing.
Muffin.
There's nothing I love better than a margarine
remember,
on a piece of bread.
Do you remember listening to Lord Haw-Haw during the Blitz?
On the wireless. Now you've got wireless pube shavers. You know what I mean? I've seen it all. I've grown up through a multitude of times.
Lads, it's all space and all fucking...
The space stuff's mind-blowing.
It is.
I don't know how you stay sane working on that stuff.
Well, Oliver Jeffers, who's been on before, do you know...
It's all made up, though.
Do you know Oliver, author, illustrator from here...
Yes.
He has an exhibition, the tours, where well, he isn't heard of you guys either. he has an exhibition, the tours, and it's the distance between the planets in like so it's like a far smaller scale, obviously.
Right,
but like you stand there and there's like Earth.
Aye, they did that up in Black Mountain, didn't
and then you walk
aye.
To the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it goes on. So like goes on for ages. But I think that
sounds like a lot of walking.
Yeah.
What's your beef with Oliver, the respected author and illustrator?
No beef with him.
Phenomenally
sounds
talented.
Sounds like a lot of walking. Yeah. I prefer to go and sit and be told.
Have you ever seen the wee solar? Have you ever seen how we move through? Like, you know, you have the sun in the middle type of thing, and then we're all going around the outside. But have you ever seen the 3D version of it?
Yeah.
That's frightening. It's like a fucking spiral. We're all spiraling out of...
See, I think with your family, like, you just learn too much.
Planet Robbins.
It's not an intentional thing. It's just we're sponges. We soak it up.
Kev's also a sponge in the sense that, you know, he'll ask you for, like, the leavings on your plate.
Have you two ever had a real big fight ever, like, growing up or anything? Like,
we've had a couple of times where we've smacked each other, like, but yeah. Nothing serious.
Not in the faces.
Yeah,
just body shots.
No, you argue at all now.
No hard face. What?
Do you argue at all?
No, I just really. We just don't speak to each other for a couple of weeks, and then it's fine.
Do you huff with each other?
No.
No. Oh, no. Okay. The last time Twanky huffed at me once because I laughed at him when he was trying to park the car.
No, we've told that story.
No, we've told it. I'm just saying.
You know which, he's had the last laugh because you drive him now.
Yeah, well, that's it.
You know, I'll definitely huff with him one day, like... This was in the last 2 years. No, you know this because you actually came in. It was when we were living next door. You actually came in and I was having an absolute meltdown of a day.
Oh, sorry. Well, he's having a meltdown of a day.
Did you have to work?
Yeah, I'm on the phone getting basically fucked over about a TV show I've been working on for a number of years. And on the day when I'd taken pretty much every inch of Shaft that BBC had to offer.
Unlike the Kev woman statues,
Kev comes in and goes.
The human salt cellar comes in.
Kev comes in
himself
and goes.
Wound.
And goes. It is what it is.
Like a Love Island contestant.
I'm gonna rip every tooth out of your skull and make you eat it with less.
Get
teeth.
You down.
Yeah,
you're all right.
So you know. That's real. That's real.
But I didn't know you were huffing at that. Did
I'm over it.
I didn't know you huffed at it.
I know what you do. So he didn't at the time. Aye. That's really unhelpful. And then you have a thing.
Just starts swirling around his head on it.
A week later, mate, is everything all right with you? Yeah, everything's fine. That's the worst. Oh, give it then and there.
Yeah.
Hash it out.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, you've done something to him.
You've crossed Caesar.
I'll get this in a week.
Yeah, I hate that.
What do you mean by that? What did you mean when you said that?
You do it at the time.
Tell the truth. Hey, actually get that off.
You don't go to bed.
I'll send them in a letter.
You don't go to bed on an argument.
No, I never do that.
No.
I never do
go to bed on an argument.
I never do.
We're very good. We will tell each other. And be like, stop being a wee dick.
Do you know what'll happen? If we ever have had a row, the way it usually resolves is one of us walks in the room where the other one's sitting, nearly laughing, and goes, all right, you come.
Yeah.
And that's done.
And then there's the makeup sex.
I was about to say something horrific there.
Kev sec. And so my brother got that ass.
Unbelievable.
Breaking in back doors.
It's cool you guys joke about this.
Yeah.
Literally brothers.
Yeah. Bincest. That's what it fucking smells like after.
Get a wee pint of bin juice to finish off the night.
That's wild. Did you two ever go on holiday together? Would like to go on holiday together?
I don't think we've done that in a while, have we?
Where was the last place we went on holiday together? Port Stewart or something?
No.
Oh, Galway. Galway, the trip back from Galway, that's where really the noodle bar was born.
Was that the last time we were on holiday?
Couldn't be. It probably
it
is,
fucking
though.
Might be. That's mental.
But, like, being with you is like a holiday.
It's a jolly holiday with Kieran. When Kieran, how's your end? It feels so grand.
What is one moment from, like, his career that's made you, where you've watched him and been like, whoa?
Well, definitely, like the SSE was up there when I stood backstage, but at the side of the stage, and just watching.
We call that side stage.
What's that?
I'm just saying we call that side stage.
And watching him doing that and hearing the crowd out there was phenomenal. But I think you do continue to impress me, mate.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Like, he does so much that nobody sees. He really does, and it's
do a lot of
the wooden belief. Yeah. That's the strangest thing I've ever had.
From the MC
though.
And Jason Nevin.
That was some of the best. Crack though, was doing the dance studio
but
stuff for the
strangest message I've ever had was, "Can you do me a wee favor on the Monday before the SSE? Can you do me a wee favor?" And I knew it was a big week for him, so I went, "Whatever you need, mate." And he goes, "Meet me in the dance studio on Boucher Road." You're the only person who has ever said, "Meet me at the dance."
And then
studio.
He sent another message. He went, "Actually, I'll need you to drive me there too."
Yeah.
Meet me in my car.
Have you got spare leg warmers?
When I say to Kev, "Meet me somewhere," it assumes that I'll drive to his house and then he'll take it from there.
Yeah. But honestly, like the stuff that he does is just fucking.
But it's like that's the way I look at whenever you're doing music.
Yeah, but then I watch you. I'm fucking nowhere near what you're doing. Like, but the stuff that you're doing, even whenever you're in doing the in Labrys or doing that stuff up in Derry, doing that stuff, and you're like, fucking, it really genuinely you go, "Jesus Christ!" And I love it when you just drop something. You know what I mean? When
you just go off the cuff. Yes,
because that's a hateful
line.
If you've travelled around, you've seen some of the material.
Yeah.
But if it's something off the cuff,
he near made me drop 4 pints one night in the Empire.
I was tickling him.
Was one of the first.
Walking behind him with a massive feather going.
Tip of that feather got really dirty. unreal. So.
I could see you guys setting time aside in the day to tickle each other.
Oh, here. Do you know what Twanky loves the most, though?
Oh, don't fucking...
Hang on, watch. Just let me show the people. Twanky loves a good poke in onto the arm, right?
Can we start it? Do you want people... We're sending people start doing that.
Do you know what happened?
If you're watching and you see Kieran out and about, don't be afraid to lift his arm and just get in there. Yeah.
Do you know what him and our Declan used to do? They would grab me, right? This is when I was like... They would have been like... 18, 19 or whatever. I was like 11, right? One of them would grab my two arms and hold me, throw me down basically, and then pull my arms up. And the other one would come in to drill my armpits.
Thank God you said drill your armpits.
And go like this. The drill of the armpit was the hard finger going, and they would go like this. Like out there. And mate, it makes you laugh, but it's sore.
It's uncontrollable.
You can't breathe.
It's like the perfect mix of
you laugh
agony
and then you can't get you can't get Aaron.
Now when you saw this when you saw them coming, were you like, "Oh no!"
I never saw
you wouldn't
like,
see them
"Oh,
coming.
No."
You'd be stand talking, and the next thing they just go and
end
next
up
thing
in the middle of curlies,
and then
the street.
And it was like a thing from where when we were watching
Kev.
That's where we were watching.
Kev.
Yeah.
What?
Do you think you could hold Kieran?
No, fuck off.
Oh, mate.
Fuck off. I don't want that now. Don't be a dick. I'll break your hands. When I was 11, I couldn't resist.
Kev.
Now I will do everything in my power. Fuck
Look,
off.
I'll tell you what I'll do, right?
Don't touch me.
No, listen. I won't do it on two arms.
No, fuck off.
Hold on.
Right. No.
Listen, you let that box
I'm getting
fucking
very
punch
small.
You.
I'm getting very
just
small.
Just right. Will you do the holding and I'll get in?
I'm going to try. He's actually quite tense.
I'm not letting you
in. If you need the leverage...
I'll only do this if we all agree to take one.
Right, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right then. Don't force
it
then.
No, but one of you goes first.
Put your arm... Right, go.
No, you go first.
Go.
Right, Kev.
Fall under your arm.
Voluntary arm.
Is it one arm each?
I'm doing one arm.
Right, I'll do each of you, right?
Right.
Right, ready? I'll do Kieran first. Ready?
Cool.
Whee! He's not hitting the real spot, though. Right. It's lower down.
There's a gesture.
Now, you do it to him.
He made me snort. Don't you be going anywhere?
I know.
You're next.
You do.
The two of us get him. The two of us.
My ribs.
See, that's the
right.
That's what your ribs will what?
Cave in.
Right, come.
No, he didn't.
No, he said. But
no,
he
you
do
said
right.
He didn't get the right spot. Can I say something? I guarantee at the end of a working day, Kevin, the drill, please.
Sit with nothing but a bow tie on.
You know, Kevin, you're an excellent footman. But are you a drillman? You know, just cover him in black and Declan.
Dan, I don't know what time we started this episode. We're good. We're gonna go for a nice lunch. So I'm sure you'd be very proud of him when he sings the entire Phantom of the Opera soundtrack at the Opera House.
I've seen parts of that, by the way.
I'll show you some promo if you show me some promo.
Let's do that.
This guy is going to sing. We always want to clarify that. You're going to sing the... So there's no stand-up. He's going to sing the entire Phantom of the Opera soundtrack. You're talking about maybe doing a little bit of stand-up at it. So if anyone 50-50 on it, it's all singing the Phantom... Because why would he call it Phantom of the Opera and design the poster like that? Kieran Bartlett sings the Phantom of the Opera soundtrack. If you like that, get along to the shows. And when is it?
23rd or 20th of September. It's all stand-up.
I'm going to be opening for him doing the Sarah Brightman bits.
I don't know what that means.
Sarah Brightman?
Never seen Phantom of the
Opera. Played Christine in the original production of Phantom of the Opera. Hits that big squeaky high note. I tried to hit it one day and I actually ended up on one of the moons of Saturn. That's how high I was.
Wow, that's very interesting. The Bartlett Boys, thanks very much for
thanks for having me.
It's great always times. A pleasure, and let's go and have a yummy lunch.
Let's do that.
ShaneTalkComedy.com for tickets for my live shows. We're already out, are we? What? Yeah, we're already. No, we're not. We're not.
1, 2, 3
Good afternoon.
See the West Link.
That is the horniest thing I've ever heard.
Aw, Marvin.
Bring daddy some of those chicken and waffles.
Mr. Potter.
I feel gushy.
This is unbelievable.
This is absolute chaos.
Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea With Me Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.